content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Good day, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Our topic today is Black Eyes Matter, Uncovering the Panda Eyes, Another Mystery in Satanic Child Abuse and Transversions, a.k.a. Sexual Inversions. This is Spiritually Raw, and our mission here today with our guests is to help expose the truth that goes deep in within the deep state and all the dark stuff that goes around that. And we have amazing guests here to help us clarify that and get answers to your questions and what is going on today. So April's going to tell us about that in just a second. Before we do get there, I do want to thank you all again for tuning in, and make sure while you're watching this to get this message out there to as many people as possible. If you're watching this right now, go ahead and click on that subscribe button and like, comment, and share, you know, if you're vibing with what's going on here today. So,
and just to be clear real quick, because sometimes people say, oh, why are you talking about this kind of information? All it's going to do is spread more negativity. No. The whole reason it's gotten to this point is because it's never been talked about. It's just been brushed under the carpet, and people, lots of very evil, famous, wealthy people have gotten away literally with murder. And it's because of shows like this and the guests that we have on, and independent YouTubers and researchers and journalists that are bringing all this stuff to the surface. That's what's going to make the difference. So with that being said, I'm so excited to introduce to you, after my glasses on real quick, Mr. Gene Decode. We love him. He is a former U.S. Navy decoder. He has super high intel from the deep-started agendas, elite bloodlines, adrenochrome, which we're going to talk about. We've talked about it before, but we're also going to tie that in today because it goes with what we're talking about. Satanic cults, the Dumbs, alien races, ancient civilizations, Antarctica, human harvesting, God. And Gene certainly knows about the Great Awakening, and we're super excited to have him here today.
So let's welcome you, Gene. How are you, Gene?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you back again. Thank you. I know our audience has been asking about you. We're saying, where's he at? I don't know. We can never see him. Maybe you can tell us. I was like, all right. But anyway, you are back here, so in spirit, which is great. It's good to be here with you. Let's dive right in, because there's a lot to talk about. So why do you think, Gene, people are still in denial about the level of darkness on Earth, you know, and the Luciferian and satanic religion? Why do you think they are still in denial about that with everything that has been shown to them at this point?
I would say primarily due to Operation Mockingbird and the profound effect it had is having continually to capture people's mind, that all the media, and not just this country, is controlled by seven people, but worldwide the media is controlled by a very small amount of people who are working for these black nobility families to hide it and to farm our minds and make us think that their story is the truth, which is absolutely like Hitler and Goebbels said, who is his propaganda man, that if you make the lie of people's lives so vastly different than the truth, when they find the truth, they can't begin to believe it because it's so profoundly different. Mm-hmm. And so they've done such an excellent job. And like one of the, I believe it was one of the, either FBI, CIA, I can't remember, he said that when we get that everything the American people think is true is a lie, we know we completely control them. And so it's controlling the media and controlling what people think, literally verbatim, that every thought you have is not yours. It's been a talking point that the deep state has put in so that they don't believe this. And this is not just through the mainstream media. This is through the school systems. They control the school systems. It's the churches. Most of the churches, almost every church I've gone in, has at least one pedophile in there, one priest or pastor who's doing this kind of thing. And so they're putting out false interpretations of the scriptures, so that they're saying a lot of things that people don't go and read verbatim the scripture. They read based on what they think they've been told is true, and it's not true at all. And so they're not reading verbatim what's there. They're not discerning. They're not questioning. They're just accepting everything that the media, the school system, and these priests and pastors are telling them as the truth. And by base, because, oh, he's a pastor, or he's a president, or he's a PhD or something. And that's why, you know, I don't show my face. And who I am doesn't matter, because these talking heads, listening to talking heads for your truth, we need to start questioning everything that we learn and see if all of everything fits together. Because the unique thing about the truth compared to lies is that the truth fits in. It all fits in like pieces of a puzzle, but lies, the pieces don't all fit together right, and the pictures don't always look that cohesive as to an entire overall picture. And so that's how you learn and define the truth. Who somebody is and their group and their people and all that is relevant. The truth is what matters, and the information is what matters.
Gene, what is the Great Awakening? What does it mean to you? What is your interpretation of it?
I'm very scientific the way I look at things. And so for me, it means the time at which the energy coming from our sun, from which is coming down ley lines of space from all the suns, primarily Alcyon, the sun that's in the black hole at the center of our solar system, sends out a huge amount of energy that then goes into our sun that it reiterates due to its electromagnetic spin torsion field. In other words, known as its Merkabic field, it then reiterates that and sends it outward. And as that energy strikes the planets, of course, we know it's all the various spectrums of light and energy coming from the sun. That energy currently is going up. At a certain stage, the energy will literally collapse to the core of the sun, because it goes past the electromagnetic spin torque volume density of the sun to hold, and so that acting as an electromagnetic oscillator, the field collapses, then it jumps an octave, or in this case, two octaves, and comes outward again. And once that energy blows outward and hits the planets, it then does the same thing on the planets. Their fields collapse to the core, jump one or two octaves, come outward, and of course that affects every particle and person and being and animal and plant on that's on that planet, causing it to do the same if it's capable. If it's not capable, then it collapses to dust and goes back to God.
So does that mean, your interpretation, has that been going on for like thousands of years, or is that something that's just happened in the past few hundred or the past decades?
The current Great Awakening, it happens on a regular cyclic interval as we rotate around the Milky Way. That's why Q said that nothing can stop what's coming, because you can't stop the turning of the Milky Way. As the Milky Way turns, you pass through that field because it cuts across the middle of the Milky Way. It's called, the Cabal calls it the Masonic Ring. NASA calls it the fluffy stuff. I call it the photon belt. And as you pass through that infrared curtain, it's essentially 3 days thick. But as you get towards it, the energy starts going up. And so that energy, every time you get near it, it causes that to happen. And it's every half rotation of the Milky Way, which is every 167,500,000 years that we pass through that. So this is an event that happens on a regular cyclic interval.
Gene, does that energy that comes through, is that have a direct effect? I mean, does it kind of beam in on people's pineal gland, as far as i.e. Great Awakening? Is that what that's designed to do? Or is that the actual result that happens?
That's one of the big results. If the pineal is open and not calcified, then it goes through there. But also every single cell, you have your DNA. And the DNA being a double helix is like a helical antenna. And so it's picking up that energy as well. And so every cell, every part of you will be hit with that energy picked up by the DNA and radiated throughout the body. And the same is true, of course, for all life. So it's going to affect all life.
COVID-19, do you think, obviously it's been a cover for something. The question is what? Is it to cover something like either a false messiah that's supposed to be coming, or is it connected to the notorious mark of the beast, or not at all?
Again, like in past shows I've told you, the answer in the test about the cabal and what's going on in the world is always all of the above.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So you have A, B, and you miss C, a cover-up for taking out the deep state, a secret war going on between dark and light, against principalities of darkness and principalities of light and God's power. the God of all creation, and the fake God, Satan. So it's the Great Awakening. Of course, the remnant and the army of God is awakening, and the battle has begun. So now that we have a convenient cover story that was originally true, but at this point in this part of the hemisphere that we're in, down near the Arctic, that it's no longer true because of a couple reasons. The first reason being that it cannot exist above 77 degrees, and it's, you know, outside right now every day for several days. It's been up in the 90s. Mm-hmm. There's no virus here. Not only that, Trump has chemtrailed with hexachloroquine all of this time, and they're already starting to do news I have from my coordinators that know what to look for. It looks, when you see it, it looks like somebody took a paintbrush and, you know, coming out of the back of the planes and made a white stripe across the sky with a white paintbrush. And so, that's being done now in New Zealand. It's being done in parts of up in Norway and Sweden as well. And so that's ongoing. It's killing any possible remnant of it. And so because everybody's keeping distancing, most still keeping a lot off the streets and all of these things, and then also your attention is lower because you're wearing a diaper over your face, which is keeping a, you know, carbon dioxide at levels high. So you're not getting as much oxygen. You're not as sharp. You're not noticing. People tend to notice as much, although they don't notice a lot because of the mainstream media. They're not paying attention to what's going on. So it's a convenient cover to take out the deep state. And that's what's primarily been going on. And of course, the cabal has their agenda, but they haven't been able to do their agenda because they're having their hands full trying to keep from being taken out, which they're not doing. They're not succeeding at that at all.
Two questions to what you just said. The first one, when will they be starting the chemtrail with the hydrochloroquine in the United States? And the second part of that is, we live in Florida, and we still see people walking around with these crazy masks on.
Face diapers.
Yeah, face diapers. Did you say, and I'm going to clarify, if there was this, quote, virus or whatever you want to call it, would it or does it die in 77 degrees and higher weather?
74 degrees, if it's dry, it dies. 77, if it's humid, it dies. Viruses like cold and humid, again, another reason why the cabal wants you to have a mask on. It also likes a low oxygen environment. So you're creating a low oxygen, humid environment, breathing into a mask, recycling the air, a lot of the air you're breathing that becomes laden with carbon dioxide and humidity. So that, you know, but then again, we're now, most places are above 77. So, and then the hexachloroquine started back in March. So it's pretty much done. The entire North and South America is done. And so now they're starting to do Northern Europe. And, you know, for me, that's actually Southern Europe because they are showing you the map upside down and inverted, meaning that the poles that they're told you are north and south are inverted. It's actually the opposite because of a compass, opposites attract. The north pole of a compass points at the Arctic, which means that's the south pole. Again, everything the cabal tells you is inside out, upside down. So the chloroquine and all of this and all of the temperatures, the virus is completely gone. There's nothing on this continent at all. Now they're taking it out in Europe and also down in New Zealand first. They'll move over to to Australia and that next.
Got it.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Gene, getting onto the topic at hand today, Black Eyes Matter, uncovering panda eyes. Can you give us your explanation of that, definition of that, if you would? What is a panda eye, and what is the purpose of it, and what is it supposed to reflect to us?
Yeah, when you create a vast sudden pressure on the body in martial arts, it even happens if you throw somebody really hard on the floor and you do like a knee drop on them, and at the same time they can get black eye without even being hit in the eye. They can get both eyes going black, and bad health actually starts to cause it as well. You see people with dark circles under the eyes. That's the beginning of a situation in which pressures of toxins in the body are going up. Then the panda eyes, when you rape a child, typically sodomize, the pressure in the body goes up so vastly because it's a little tiny baby with a grown adult that's doing that. It causes the essentially bruising around the eyes is what you're seeing, just like when you get punched in the eye. But they're getting punched from the inside by a sudden onslaught and pressure in the body.
So when they're raping a child, so and I don't want to just kind of help put that in perspective. So they're raping a child. How is the pressure then? And I'm still trying to wrap my head around that piece. Where's the pressure coming from? Is it the fact that the child is just so innocent? Is it a spiritual pressure that's coming through to them that they're being punished at that moment? Or what does that look like?
I think he means physical.
Physical and spiritual.
Well, I know the physical comes through. You know, it manifests itself.
I mean, imagine you got an 8 baby and a full adult male sodomizes. Of course, the child's laying face down. They're holding the child head down. You're causing a sudden onslaught and a sudden increase in the pressure to the head, blood pressure.
That's a lot to stomach right there. But that being said, okay, obviously I know you have to be, your mind has to be so twisted at that point to even go to that level. But my question is, what are they getting out of that?
What they get out first, they like and feed off of these demonics and the demonic beings doing it that have no soul. So they have no compassion. They have no heart, no love, no compassion for anything other than themselves, which is not really love. It's just satanic glee. So what they get out of it is the fear and the torture and the pain and misery of the child. First of all, they literally, the fourth density type beings and fifth density type beings, feed off that energy. They feed off the child's torture, pain, fear, agony, terror, just like they feed off the adult. But for children, it's much more profound. The level of energy is much higher.
So the harder the torture, the more they get out of it.
Is it a prelude to get to access their adrenochrome?
Yeah, that's the next thing is when the child's going through that, of course, we're built such that in an emergency situation, God made us so that we could magnify our strength by adrenaline. And that adrenaline compound, epinephrine goes and the fight or flight hormones go through the body, like cortisone and all these other things, and it magnifies the strength in the body. But it also causes a very high oxygen level, which oxidizes the epinephrine and then the adrenochrome is created. And so that primarily that's coming from the hypothalamus and the pineal, so that in combination, they're making those fight or flight hormones that are being highly oxidized. When they become highly oxidized, they create the compound known as adrenochrome, which is about 100 times stronger than heroin or fentanyl.
The adrenochrome, I saw an article the other day, and they said, correct me if I'm wrong, that a pound of adrenochrome cost $2.5 billion.
Yeah, because you can imagine how much a little baby would make and how big its pineal gland and hypothalamus would be. And of course, that's not solid. It has the compound in it. And so when you harvest that from a child, there's not a lot. So to get a pound of it takes many, many, many children, many, many sacrifices, many, many, you know, situations where that's done. And then it has to be, you know, taken out, and often they dry it. And so when you have a bag of dried adrenochrome or freeze-dried adrenochrome, if you want it still in the blood, that's a lot of children and people that have gone for that and a lot of time. And of course, they look at everything as time as money. Mm-hmm. Everything they do is about how much it costs.
Right. The royal bloodlines, it seems to satanic belief system seems to permeate all through the royal bloodlines. So I have a couple questions to help, hopefully you can help clear up. First of all, is there God? Is it Lucifer? Is it Satan? Is it Moloch? And is it all of them? And what's the difference between the three?
Actually, Lucifer, Satan, Moloch, Baal, Beelzebub, Mephistopheles, Anubis, Osiris, Pluto, Zeus, Doer, run through the 72 names that he has. That's all the same being.
Okay, gotcha. Is it similarly, I apologize, is it like God could be Jesus or a higher energy or a higher power or Buddha.
Krishna, Allah,
so it's similar like from the in that respect.
Yeah. So similar, but not the same. Okay. Lucifer, when he takes an avatar, he is literally fractured and DID'd or Mark Ultra, just like they do to us, by the top of the cabal, dark side, the dark false darkness, which is Sophia, which is an AI being. She's gone into AI. And so she fractured and tortured him and broke him too. So when he's in Moloch or Baal or Mephistopheles or Anubis, that's who he believes he is. That's actually, at that time, his avatar is his personality, is the personality that's forward of the 72 that he has. So that's why the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill has 72 stones, because he has 72 different avatars that he can take.
Can you elaborate a little bit on Sophia?
That's what I was just going to ask.
Yeah, because that's the first I've heard that, and you said she's an AI?
Right. Is that the same Sophia that you see on late night television and making little skits around the world?
No.
The robot Sophia?
No.
Oh.
She's the ancient darkness, the top of the top of it. Satan's not anywhere near the top. He's just a local little bully. He's just local here on Earth, this part of the Milky Way. He's not even in charge of the Milky Way. And the black octant of the universe we're in is the black octant. That's Mog that's in charge of that. This universe, the charge is done to Loki. And then above that is Sophia. And Sophia runs the whole mess. And she's a massive, nasty thing that came about. And she separated herself from God, thinking and wanting to be God. And so she then to avoid being judged by God for soul scalping and taking, violating the highest law of God, which is choice, she created AI to avoid judgment by God. And so every time the universe is recreated, she sends out her signal, because being separate from God, she no longer has soul energy or the spirit of God coming to her. So she has to feed incessantly. So she creates this multi-level marketing scheme where she catches angels or whatever, like she did with Satan and Mog and Loki and all of these, to help multi-level market souls. So she didn't have to do it herself. She has a whole minions all over the universe that are marketing for her to get soul energy to stay alive. So she's the very top of the top. She sends out her AI signal, and the whole idea is to create a false event that's not what it looks like, a Trojan horse, like the 1947 crash in Roswell. That's to give the technology to create a worldwide web, so that you can then upload all of life on that planet into an internet, reverse the signal and take it all over. That's her plan. That's how she works. That's her modus operandi, planet by planet, galaxy by galaxy.
It's interesting, because I never really thought about it until you just said it, World Wide Web. So she created it literally as a web, like a Spider-Man's web.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. You had touched on soul scalping, and I definitely want to talk about that, but I have a bunch of questions before that. Okay, so the lizard people, and the Rothschilds, and the royal inbreeding. So my question, I want to kind of help understand the psychological or whatever their spiritual benefits of why would these people, the higher, the super wealthy, whatever you want to call them, the royals, whatever. I don't want to use the word elite because they're the opposite of that. But
aristocrats?
Yeah, we'll just call them aristocrats. Why would they want to take their children at a super young age and invert their sexual born identity?
The aristocrats.
Yeah, that's good. Actually, I like that.
Yeah, they actually serve Satan, of course, and they don't have souls anymore. And those bloodlines, the 13 bloodlines, are part reptilian. Alpha Draconis. And so in that, they try to keep their bloodlines as pure as possible, except for a periodic human breeder to get the keys to the kingdom, the genetics of humans, which are very important. if you understand why humans were created and what we were created for. So our genetics is massively powerful to them. Otherwise than that, they're purists in as far as species go. They don't want to get their blood thinned out. So they marry within their children and all that. And they, to keep the children from ratting out, being a risk to rats, they don't want the rats to run out of the cage. So they torture and rape their own children and mark ultra their own children as well, so that they're kept in line. And when you do transgender, so a soul comes to a child, and picks the child and picks the parents and picks the place and date and time of birth, so it has the best opportunity to learn to serve God in its highest way it was created to do as a unique individual. If you can flip the sex of the body, then the soul, which was knew what it picked, is going to be very confused. It's going to be, create a schism between soul and body. That schism literally creates a rip, and then you torture it even more, widens the rip. So then if you can sacrifice another child, you can bring up a demon, or you can take a fourth or fifth density Draco to walk into that body to run various personalities and run the primary personality, so you can keep that child and that body in control and in line.
Gene, are they actually, are they sewing up parts or are they cutting off parts? So when they're doing these changes with their children, you know what I mean? Are they literally cutting it off or are they sewing it up?
Again, answers all of the above. It depends which way you're going. If you're going male to female, of course you would need to be reattaching some things. If you're going male to female, you're deattaching things and cutting things and sewing things. And if you're female to male, you're going the other way and you're having to sew things on and growth. Actually, now they have the technology to where they can literally cause it to grow out and grow. And they don't have to do the sew anymore. And then they call it the cut and tuck with the male, where they cut and tuck things so that you, like with the Gates, the Bill is actually Beverly and Melinda was Merle.
Melinda was Merle. One question before I know April, you got a bunch of stuff going on, so I'm going to try to get edgy in here a little bit. At what age do they start doing this to their children generally? I mean, what age does that start happening?
I tripped up. I meant Meryl Streep is Merle. Melinda Gates is Mel.
Mel and Bill.
Yeah. So they usually start it just shortly after they rape them. So quite often they do it as a little tiny child. Sometimes they wait towards they get to puberty, because when a child's starting to get a sexual identity, that's the best time overall. If they're starting to identify sexually, you then change that, and it confuses the child drastically, and it literally wrenches the person very hard. And so that's exactly what they want to do. So primarily it's done coming near puberty. And if they want a eunuch or something like that, somebody just to be a slave and not like humans and things, if they just want a slave and that, they'll do it at a very young age.
A quick follow-up question behind that is there anything or any information about these children that are having to go through this, as far as like a suicide rate with them? And if there is, at what age do they generally typically are they doing it, if they're doing it right now?
A lot of the Mark Ultra and things, very little survival. The torture and things they go through, it's about 1 in 100 from what I've been told. And then they then dispose of the body that doesn't survive, and very unpleasant and another topic entirely. Most people are going to think I'm totally insane when I go into that topic.
What topic is that?
Why I don't go eat at McDonald's and fast food chains and eat red meat out.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that is going to be another good show there. We can have that one.
All right, we'll save that one. I think I heard enough of that one.
Save up time with you, Jim.
Yeah. The children that they're inverting, two questions. Number one, are they grooming the child from early on to let them know that this is going to be transpiring? And let's say they have multiple children. Do all of them get a sexual inversion, or do they pick out certain ones for particular reasons?
A majority do. And then it'll depend on the personality that's being manifested. If it would be more shocking and more horrendous to a person to be knowing for years, if that's going to be done to you, then they're going to let you know. If it would be more shocking to have it suddenly done to you, then they're not going to let you know. And they know how to personality type somebody at very early age. They can tell by the way the child literally just, you know, crawls around and reaches for things and starts trying to stand, and which parent, you know, it's trying to bond to, or what sex it's trying to bond to, and how it's behaving, just little tiny things, even as a little tiny baby. They can tell the type of personality that the child's going to have.
Prince Harry and Prince William, have they gone through it?
I'm not aware what the situation with them are.
Gotcha.
Personally.
Why the sudden, not sudden, I should say, or maybe it is sudden, I don't know, but why is it so predominant, you know, in transversion as it relates to Hollywood and politicians and, you know, supermodels? Why do you see so much of that in those specific industries?
Because you, again, want to control that individual. So if you can create a schism and bring demonics in, you can control the individual. And then also they hate our God, for those that believe that exists at all, and they love Satan. And so in service to Satan, they do that because Satan is androgynous. He's both male and female. There's times he's been in an avatar, he's been female, so he can manifest either. And then, so they are trying to be in one way more like their God, both. So they've been one, now I want to be the other. And they also don't like our God. They hate our God. So that, you know, God made me this way, so I'm going to do the opposite of that.
All of this backwards nuttiness in the brain, is that what's causing, I mean, when things like this happen, do they have a craving for blood, or is that something that happens after you've already done it, like a drug that you become addicted to it?
It's part of the ceremonies, and it's also addictive because the blood that they're getting is from a terrorized individual, which is full of adrenochrome. And as you do that, it does help keep you looking young. It gives you more strength, more youthful like feelings. It gives you a big high. And so they do it on it pretty much once they've done it the first time, it becomes habitual where they want to do it every day. And a lot of them do it more than once every day.
That's a lot.
Gene, I heard something today for the first time, which is interesting, and I wanted to get your take on it to tell me if you think there's any truth to this or not. Mother Teresa, as we know her, was a child trafficker and funneled 50 to 100 million through the Vatican. Is there any truth to that from what you know?
And through her hospitals. Mm-hmm. Yes. She's the last person that on earth that's ever lived that should be a saint.
Okay, so how is this, and this is the first time I've ever heard about it, how is this, so what was her process? So she would, you know, bring the people and the kids in the orphanage and then just funnel them right through her hospital and everything, and this is, was this for the aristocrats to pick up, or the, let's call it, you know, the wealth, super wealthy to grab their adrenochrome? Was that a haven for that?
Yeah, and that's why, and this part is really easy to find out and prove. She, in her hospitals, did not allow any type of anesthesia. So if you were suffering in a massive pain that wasn't allowed, you said, to be in service to God, suffering's part of that. And so she would see who suffered the worst under pain, because some people have a higher pain threshold than others, and they want the ones that suffer the worst. And so those are the ones that are going to be targeted and that are going to be trafficked. And again, a lot of these people coming into her hospitals and things, orphans, people that nobody's going to miss. So they are identifying who's who. It's a really easy way to sort things out real quick.
Mother Teresa.
That's sick. The transversions, getting back to that for one second, the surgeries seem like they're so advanced now that unless you're really looking for it, because now, like, I'm like, oh my God, it's a man now, when it's really, you know, a woman. It's a woman, but it's, you know, you can spot it now. But my point being that it's so advanced, it's so hard to tell. And in Hollywood, obviously, there's so much of it going on. But I have a question that I'm on the fence with, if you know. Are the Kardashians, have they all been switched?
I'll join you on the fence.
Gotcha. What about Beyonce?
Same thing. The ones I do know are Meryl Streep, Mr. Gaga, didn't the clip and tuck. So a lot of times they'll play a woman because, again, they're feeling they're being more like their God. They're male and female. Of course, Big Mike. We all know about Big Mike. Sam Rice, Richard Maddow, Alan DeGeneres. So there's back Laurel Bacall back in the old days with Humphrey Bogart's husband.
Right. What about Maxine Waters? Seems pretty obvious.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Also, it's another person that's of that ethnicity. I can't get the name right now. I was Obama's boyfriend for a while.
If Obama, you know, with human trafficking being, you know, modern day slavery, if you would, why didn't he do anything about it? You know,
human trafficking.
He did all he could to keep it going. And to get it really going as fast as possible. That's why if we look at the amount of token arrests during his time and all the previous five presidents before him, and now we look at the time of Trump, we're a magnitude higher just in the 4 years of Trump than we were in the past five presidents added together.
Yeah,
we're 10 times as more in 4 years than we were in the last 25 years.
That's good news.
You know, everything here, and I want to try to put this in perspective, because everything here talks about how Hollywood does this, the elite does this, and there's a lot of, the aristocrats kind of thing like that. Is it a blanket amongst that industry, if you would, or are there certain parts of, you know, Hollywood, certain parts of, you know, the aristocrats that are not necessarily, they're not into this. They just have obtained their wealth and they have their talent and they live their lives. Are there certain parts of that, or do you think this is predominant to that industry?
I know of four people in the Hollywood that aren't into it. And are actually probably, I'm pretty sure, good people for.
That's not a lot.
Nope.
To reach a super level of fame, let's say at the Kardashian or the Beyonce, do they have to swear allegiance to Lucifer? And do they have to go through some type of Illuminati initiation?
Yes.
What does that entail?
Usually child sacrifice.
It's the child sacrifice. Do they actually physically have to sacrifice the child themselves?
To get to that level, and you have to do a blood orgy afterwards and drink the adrenochrome.
So if someone wanted to get this level of fame, they have to, now is the child provided for them during the ceremony to sacrifice, or do they have to actually bring in their own child and then say, this is who we're sacrificing, and then everything takes place from there?
Yeah, you have to, it's both. You have to usually bring in your firstborn. You have to pledge your firstborn. A lot of people who think these elites and famous people and Windsors and all that, oh, that's the firstborn. No, the firstborn is already gone. That's the secondborn. And then once you get famous, you have to again do the firstborn after you get notoriety. You have to do a second, you know, they look at that blood orgy as like baptism. You're baptism in the blood of Satan. And so now you're born again. So you have, after that time, you have to bring in another firstborn from your rebirth and in service to Satan.
And at this point, have they all already been Mark Ultred?
Majority, yes. About 95%, yes.
What is the, there's a lot of misconception. I don't even know if I fully understand it, to be honest with you. What does the Eye of Horus actually represent?
Satan. Horus is just another, that's essentially Marduk or the son of Satan under Anubis or Osiris or Horus. So Horus is just his son.
So you see a lot of this, the Eye of Horus, not just in Hollywood, putting that for a second, but just
in the New Age.
Yeah, in the New Age and the metaphysical. You see it in a lot of artwork. So do you think that, I'm sorry?
Back of the dollar bill.
Back of the dollar
back
bill.
Back of the dollar bill, yeah.
That's true. So do you think that these people that are posting the Eye of Horus and thinking it's like a spiritual awakening symbolism, do they not really have a clue what it really means?
Now, a lot of the symbols and things we think mean one thing, it almost inevitably means something else. Like you put up the peace sign with your hand. Mm-hmm. That's actually the sign of war, and that's called the rune of death.
Hmm. What about the triangle that you see them making this symbol with the triangle like with that? Their hands? What does that represent?
Oh, the way that if you make it with your fingers oblonged, it's sexuality in the ovum. But if you make an actual triangle, of course, then that's the triangle around the all-seeing eye, like on the back. That's the capstone of the pyramid.
Gotcha.
The capstone of the pyramid is you have the high-level mason, 33rd degree and above, which are the Presbyterian level. And then above that, you have the Illuminati.
And what's above the Illuminati?
The upper chambers, which are this House of Wettin, and which is the top currently, which is the Peshur, the in the bloodline, the Mahavingian bloodline.
Gene, can you put in perspective for us what this Vril initiation is? I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. Vril initiation.
That's a little lizard creature that's 2 to 3 feet tall. There's a couple of different subspecies, reds, golds, browns, etc., greens. And they use them when they want to clone and replace a person completely for a period of time. So they'll take, when it gets to adulthood, it has a little proboscis-like thing on top of its head, and they put it over the person's eye, the proboscis, and it injects its cerebral spinal fluid into the person. The person dies shortly after, but the entire essence of the creature has gone in, and it takes the person. It's like Pod People, the old movie Pod People, where it takes the person over, and for a time it has quite a lot of control and access to the memory, emotions, feelings, and it can move the body around. But after a while, year or two goes on, like you see with Biden, that's a situation there where they become, it gets less and less ability to access the memory. Mm-hmm. And so it starts to lose track of who's who and where it is and even what it's doing.
Is that a
clone?
Yeah, well, not a clone, but much. But is that where they physically have to hold this person down when they're having this initiation? Or is it something where this lizard of sorts just kind of sees someone and just, boom, shoots right in?
They usually restrain them on a table or an altar.
So the person that they're attacking, so to speak, they are awake and conscious through all of this?
Yes.
Do they remember what happened?
Their soul goes, right?
They die.
Oh, they're done. They're done. They're so, okay, so this, they're, but the body is still living. The soul has exited the body.
Correct.
And this creature, is that creature called a Vril, or is the Vril the initiation of sorts?
Again, all of the above.
And when they're doing this Vril, and the lizard goes in there and assumes this person's physical shell for whatever, do the people of the, and it takes over, how do the family members or loved ones of this person that was taken over, are they aware of this in any capacity and told to just shut up and don't say a word, or this is going to happen to you, or?
Again, all of the above. Sometimes they don't know. And then the Vril is the creature, the Vril is the ceremony, and the group that does it is called the Vril Society.
I saw something that was like super disturbing the other day, that these aristocrats actually hunt children like it's a sport, like you hunt deer.
Yeah. And the Rothschilds auctioned off once the Trump started going and getting out their domes and taking out their wealth. They auctioned off one of their big hunting things up in Bavaria area. They have them all over the world. The Queen would go to up near Cornwall, also out in Canada, two different places in Canada. They have them down in Australia. They have them all over the world, essentially, especially Europe.
So, okay, hold on 1 second. So they, now,
like they used to do, we see in movies where they would have a fox hunt, and you'd have horses, and you'd have the dogs. Exactly how they do it, but it's a bunch of little naked kids.
Mm-hmm. And then, okay, so they have these kids that were trafficked, and they put them in the forest or this wherever they're going. What you just talked about, the farm, whatever you want to call it, they get hunted. So is this like? is it like an appetizer or a precursor for the ritual that's going to happen next? Or is this just like a little side thing for them? A sick, twisted side thing?
Yeah, the one that they're told if you survive, you'll get freedom. So the ones that survive it are then the ones that get the satanic ritual sacrifice.
Got it.
Whoa.
All right, Gene. So, you know, we want to, you know, there's a lot to talk about here with you. So I want to jump right into the...
I'm not there yet, Jay.
Where do you want to go to?
Right here. Okay, so getting back to the panda eyes, what I've been noticing, it seems to be more left black eye than a right black eye, number one. I'm going to talk to you about that. But it seems every time you can just Google left black eye and you will see literally hundreds, well, maybe not hundreds, but it certainly does seem like hundreds of famous people that have this left black eye. So are you saying then that everybody that has gone through this initiation, they've already exited, they're out of here?
Yeah. And the left eye is, of course, there's two different initiations. There's the left eye of Horus and the right eye. The left eye is for the lower levels and not the lower chambers. The right eye is for the upper chambers. So you don't see the right eye as much. That's why you see hundreds, like you said, with the left eye.
I want to jump over to soul scalping on a lighter note here. So can you give us an idea of what is soul scalping?
I don't know about lighter note, but okay. It's where you cause the soul to be ejected from the body. The idea is to capture the soul and multi-level it, market it up to Sophia.
You capture the soul. So if someone's a minion, they will go out and capture the soul because that's what Sophia wants them to do. So Sophia sent out this signal. And so they capture the soul. And then once they do that, then that's absorbed by Sophia.
Each demon that's, you know, part of the plan that got it gets a percentage, just like in multi-level marketing, and she gets the lion's share, so to speak. And they have technology that they've had for thousands and millions of years where they can capture souls.
When they're ingesting that soul, is that soul kind of like having like a shot of tequila or something? I mean, does it, you know, for these demons, or is it something along that like? Is it that kind of a level of infusion that they experience?
It's a high, and it's also helped, you know, they don't have souls, so it keeps them alive.
Got it.
Oh, right. Like an energy force. Okay, so the panda eyes with the children, we already know that that's an effect of being sodomizing the child and torturing it. The left black eyes or the right black eyes, what causes that?
Again, that can be a Vril situation. It will that, a Vril taking the person over. Also, there's part of the initiation is to get brutally abused and to have to fight. And so, you know, most people are right-handed. So if you're going to punch somebody in the eye or kick somebody in the eye, you're going to hit them on the left eye because you're right-handed. Face-to-face, if you hit them in the eye, you can hit them with your right hand. It's going to hit their left eye.
Why are they all taking pictures with this black eye?
Showing they got the initiation, they're part of the club.
So to them, it's like a trophy?
Like a badge of honor of sorts?
Yep, a medal.
Mm.
Like in the military, you get a medal. Congressional Medal of Honor.
It's quite disgusting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Mr. Gene Decoe, thank you very much for being on here with us and enlightening us with all these different topics. And there's always so much to talk about with you. And thank you for sharing this part with yourself today. Would you like to, Gene, leave our audience with some words of wisdom before you love and leave us?
And a prayer, a closing prayer.
Absolutely. To walk in service to God at all times and try your best to be the best you can be and to be absolutely honest and respectful and considerate to others and literally walk in the image of the one God's Son, the one God of all creation, Son Jesus Christ, and learn compassion, understanding, and fairness, and be in service to God with all you say and do.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Gene,
Amen.
Thank you so much. And I know the viewers that are watching this are so grateful that you're sharing this impart your knowledge and your wisdom and helping bring light and understanding to something that's so dark and so demonic, but it is something that is so serious that's going on in the world today. So we appreciate your time. We appreciate your energy. And we thank you so much for being with us today.
And we'll talk about McDonald's next time. Okay? Okay. We'll get the McDonald's in there. Thank you, Gene, so much for being on there. And everybody, want to thank you. And if you did resonate with the show today, just don't forget to hit the subscribe button, like, comment, and share. We really appreciate that. Keeps the world going around, keeps everything going around. So hope you enjoyed it, because we did on this end. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.